The food industry to stop using synthetic food dyes found in many items on supermarket shelves, and they plan to phase out 8 petroleum-based colors. FDA head Marty McCarry.
Taking petroleum-based food dyes out of the food supply is not a silver bullet that will instantly make America's children healthy, but it is one important step.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is defending himself against another assertion that he shared classified material through an unapproved and unsecured network, this time taking airstrike information from a military communications channel and sharing it in a chat with his wife, his brother, and others. CBS's Charlie Daggett says this is the second incident.
Calls into question his judgment in sharing highly sensitive information, including specific takeoff times, with people who clearly wouldn't have the kind of clearance to know that information. He insisted again, not classified, instead informal, unclassified coordinations.
The White House says Hegseth is doing a tremendous job. The Vatican says that Pope Francis will lie in state at St. Peter's Basilica starting tomorrow until his funeral, which will be held on Saturday. Francis is remembered as the People's Pope. His second cousin, Sister Anna Rosa Savory, works as a missionary in Thailand, and she spoke about him.
Very strong person, strong in the thinking, no? Whatever he will say.
The Oscars are embracing artificial intelligence, with a caveat.
Let's remember something. I put you where you are today.
Robert De Niro acknowledged AI helped alter his voice in The Alto Nights, and it enhanced Adrian Brody's Hungarian accent for his Oscar-winning performance in The Brutalist.
The people here, they do not want us here.
Now, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences says artificial intelligence will not disqualify a movie from Oscar consideration, but it will favor films with more human involvement. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Opening statements begin tomorrow in former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein's rape retrial, this time with a majority female jury deciding the landmark hashtag MeToo case. Weinstein has pleaded not guilty to rape and sexual assault charges. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's me, your USPS Ground Advantage shipment. Just left the warehouse and hitting the road.
I know, just got the notification.
Great, smooth sailing so far. I'm almost there.
Yes, I know. I get all the updates.
Made it, safe and sound.
I know.
Well, did you know I was with USPS the whole time?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Keep your business in the know with the USPS Ground Advantage service. Visit usps.com/in-the-know.
Some early hospital data in Texas is painting a picture of the medical care being provided by the state to those in the country illegally.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott's executive order requires hospitals to collect information on patients unlawfully present in the United States. It went into effect on November 1st. A report was expected in March. Victoria Grady with the Texas Health and Human Services Commission testified before state lawmakers.
The number of visits was in the thousands, the tens of thousands, and the costs were in millions. We should be finalizing the data by the end of the week.
Opponents say the numbers cannot be accurate. Abbott wants the federal government to reimburse Texas for costs. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
A South Dakota panel rejects a permit for an $8.9 billion carbon capture Midwest pipeline. Summit Carbon Solutions is requesting an extension for its permit application timeline, saying it can eliminate branches of the route that face significant landowner opposition. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies. Light northwest winds developing in the overnight as lows drop to the mid-40s. We'll see shower and thunderstorm chances on the increase for Wednesday. Mostly cloudy skies. Winds turning to the southeast as our highs top out in the upper 50s. Currently 44 degrees.
You are away. I can't make it without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
No matter. Put a chain around my neck and leave. Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a blunt. To the hope in my heart each time I be the one to share your dreams, that I am not gonna be the one. cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have hiding here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. And I do cherish you. Cherish is the
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
I am shielded in my arms. my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me. Feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. think I love you, but I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight. Thing, I think you move me.